Well, good morning. It is so good to see everybody today. We're glad that you're here. And I know many of you have come in to see those grandkids or maybe great grandkids that are singing today and doing their little program. And we want to welcome all of you. And we're so glad to see you today. And as we have entered into the second Sunday of Advent, a little bit later on, we'll have some people coming to read and share and light our candles on our next step with peace today for our Advent way. So as we begin, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together there for our call to worship this morning. In this season of bumper to bumper stress,
God welcomes us to this place of peace.
When life is overwhelming,
we gather in God's calming presence.
Come, let us draw near to God. Well, let's join together there, and we can sing together that hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, 133. We can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning, singing those three verses. Together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Gracious God, as Advent is upon us, we open ourselves to the gift of your peace-filled presence. May we follow you as peacemakers in this world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And Diane is coming. She's going to be sharing our Advent reading this morning. Oh, and Roger's helping out. Wonderful.
Advent reminds us that we are people who share a story of Jesus who enacts peace by judging in favor of the poor and deciding with equity for the meek of the earth. We long for the day when the wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them, Isaiah 11:6. Today we choose to live the story of peace, believing that true peace comes when we seek the flourishing of all God's creation. We light this candle of peace as a sign of our commitment to bring light to the places the world seeks to hide until the day when all creation lives together in harmony and abundance.
Let us pray. Holy One, help us to fan the flame of peace. May our lives reflect the warmth and wonder of this candle. Make your church a place of peace and sanctuary in our community. Amen.
Thank you. And we're going to join together there and sing our Advent little chorus, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. We're going to go to our next hymn there this morning, and number 131 there, all six verses, and we are going to invite our kids, if they can make their way up, and if some of our, even our teens can come up if they want to, and any parents and grandparents that want to jump in and start helping there. The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay, being their sheep on a cold.
Born is the King of Israel.
word has a it's real long. And sometimes I forget where those parts are. We got them all?
Nope.
Well, maybe we'll have to finish doing it later. Yeah, so we want to keep going so the kids will be able to do their program. So you guys can come on over here for a minute and have a seat for a little bit. When we finish up here, you guys will go back to your seats for a little bit, okay? Because we're going to have our prayer time offering. And you guys from your leaders will come and speak to you guys about everything and so forth and so on. All right. So, when Miss Diane was up there reading, did you catch what she talked about today? That second, yes. You're like on the ball every week. Peace, yes. We're talking about peace today and what Jesus brings into our lives. A peace, a calm, a quiet. Sometimes with that comes patience. Have you ever had your mom or dad say, just be patient. We'll get to it in a little bit. Yeah, I never liked hearing those words when I was young. I didn't. I was ready to go, you know. Or I wanted something now. But that's a part of it. Because with peace, we kind of learn to just wait. It's okay to wait. Sometimes we don't always have to be in a hurry. Sometimes it's okay to slow down a little bit. And feel that calm that we need. Because everything's so hectic. You know, we got school, and we rush home, and then we eat a snack or eat something, and then we're back to a sport, and then we're back home, and then maybe we've got homework to do, and then we go to bed. And then the next morning, boom, 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 same thing over again. So sometimes it's just nice to slow down and to play. Do you like to play? Yes, it's fun to play. When I was your age, my imagination would go all over the place. And I played for hours down in the basement. And because all my siblings were gone, so it was just me. So I had to entertain myself. And so it's good to be able to be at peace and slow down with that. And Jesus is with us through all of that. Because he loves us very dearly, as I often tell you guys. And that's something we can hold on to. Because as we get older, we feel the stress and pressures of life more and more. So as you keep growing, and you know, maybe you're in third grade, and next year you'll be fourth, and then you'll be in fifth, and then sixth, then in junior high, well, sixth grade is junior high, and then high school, and you have all these demands and things. But it's good to remember, slow down, take some time, you can be quiet, and sit, it's all right. Because we're always going, going, going. And it's good to experience God's peace. Paul says, it's so wonderful that it surpasses our understanding. I remember that happened for me one time. When I had to do something that I was very, very nervous about doing. And God gave me peace. And I was able to do that, even though I was very nervous about it. And God helped me through it. So that's a good thing. All right. You guys can go back to your seats. And then your leaders will call you down here in a little bit after our offering time. And then you guys are going to sing and do all kinds of things for us this morning. So we want to take some time this morning before we move on for our joys and concerns. So maybe you have a joy or concern you would like to share with us this morning. And then we'll go to prayer. So somebody this morning. Yes.
Sibling, so close after losing mom, dad's really about to have a long time.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's never easy when you lose a sibling. So we want to remember the Caulfield family. Somebody else. Yep. Unspoken this morning. And so we want to remember that need. And I'm sure there's others. Yep.
Unspoken.
Yep.
My sister-in-law, Nancy.
Okay. Okay. And the unspoken there. Someone else. Yes.
Carol Garlock's sister passed away yesterday.
Oh. Do you know a last name?
I do not, though.
Okay. All right. So we want to remember that family in our prayers with the loss of that loved one for Carol's sister's family there. Someone else. Oh, yeah.
Kathy.
Okay. Somebody else this morning. Yes.
The Allen Ball family.
The what family?
Allen Ball.
Okay. Was there someone that passed there?
A young mother in her 30s, and she left two young kids and a husband.
Oh, that's so hard, especially during the holiday time. So we want to remember the Allen Ball family. Somebody else? Yep.
Bear family?
Baird. Oh, Baird, yes, thank you. Yes, I saw that. Yeah, with his loss there. Yes, go ahead.
Continue prayers for Greg as we await himself from his birthday.
Okay, so we want to remember Greg in our prayers. Somebody else, yep. Aspen, is that?
Ashman,
okay. Okay. Wow, lots of folks during this season. It's a hard time when you lose loved ones like that during the holidays. Somebody else? Anybody else? I ask prayers for two people, Sue Hart and my wife Jody. Both have that coughing thing that's going around. Heavy chest, coughing nonstop. Appreciate your prayers for those two. Also asking for prayers for Becky, which is Connie Clevenger's sister, who's been in the hospital fighting all kinds of things. And so she's asking for strength and for healing and strength there, especially. So appreciate that. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning?
Soldiers in Poland, they'll be out in the field 2 weeks at Christmas. They will not be back at the base for Christmas.
Okay.
Going to go out.
All right. So we want to remember our battalion that's in Poland there serving. And we'll be away during Christmas out. So. That's a tough time, yep, but it happens, doesn't it? Anybody else today? All right, well, there's lots of different ones that have been mentioned and quite a few families that have lost loved ones and definitely want to lift them up. And so as she plays, we'll give you a chance there quietly if you want to say some prayers to God there in the quiet of your seat. And or maybe you came in with a need or something you would like to talk to God about. You can do it there. And then I'll come and close us out. Thank you. Our gracious God, as we pause today during our Advent season, and Lord, we're just grateful for your peace in our lives. Peace that helps us to get through situations when sometimes we wonder how we're going to get through it. But you are there with us, and you sustain us, and you give us strength, and you help us, and you grant peace and hope in the midst of all of that. And we are thankful, and we are grateful. Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned this morning, those that are battling illness or in the hospital. We lift up Becky today, asking for your healing strength. For Sue and Jody today, asking for your healing there this morning. We're praying for Nancy today. And we're also praying for Kathy and for Greg. And we just pray that your touch will be with each of them. And we ask that you would guide and give wisdom and direct and be with them in the midst of that. Lord, we lift up the families, the Caulfield family, Carol's sister's family, Lord, Alan Ball, Baird, and Ashman family, God, with the loss of these loved ones today. Lord, give them your grace. Give them your strength. Give them your peace today. And be with them and comfort them. Thank you for family and friends that are so gracious and supportive during these times. And Lord, it's so hard losing loved ones so close to the holiday season. So we just ask for that special touch for each of them today that you would minister as only you can do. Lord, we also lift up our soldiers, Lord, that especially the ones in Poland that are going to be out on maneuvers and during the Christmas holiday. And Lord, we just ask that you'll be with them. Continue to give them strength and watch over them. We continue to pray for peace in that situation between Ukraine and Russia, Lord, and other places in our world where war and fighting and civil war just seems to be a way of life, God. We ask for grace and strength in the midst of those situations, and Lord, that you will just be with them all. Lord, we lift up these multiple unspoken needs today and others that maybe that lifted up prayers for certain needs that they couldn't mention today. God, we ask that you would minister and grant your grace and meet needs in the midst of those situations, that you would make a way where there may seem to be no way, and open doors, Lord. And sometimes, Lord, we need you to close doors. So we're trusting you in all of those situations. And we thank you for all of these things. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our time as our kids come in a little bit. Lord, just bless them and anoint them and help them to remember the words that they're supposed to say and the words they're supposed to sing and all their motions, and just bless them. Thank you for the leaders that have been working with them over the last 2 months, preparing them, and just bless that time. And we thank you for that. Be with us as those that are going to be going out next week to carol and bring some joyful music and song to those that are shut in and in the one nursing home, God. Thank you for that. Continue to watch over us during this holiday season, as probably soon some of us will begin traveling. Keep us in your care. Watch over us as we thank you for all of these things now, as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Thank you for joining with us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. If you'd like to throw in change or dollar bills into the tin pails, you're welcome to do that. It goes to the Heifer Project that we give to every year. And so as our ushers come, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Abundant God, we give you thanks for these gifts. May you bless them and use them to meet the needs of your church and those struggling. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And thank you, Carla, for playing that rendition of Silent Night. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Well, I guess I'll invite the leaders to come on up, and we're going to turn it over to them and the kids' program this morning.
Now, I got to do a little rule passing out this minute. Nothing like what I set up to start with. These children are so bright and so creative and so talented that they come in. Can't we do it this way? Can't we add this to it? Can't we take that out of it? So this is the program you're going to get now, that every week until this today, I changed it. It has been wonderful. Enjoy it. They are wonderful to work with. Be proud of them.
That's good.
Go get your...
Thank you. for he was from the line of David, and this was where they were to be counted. So even though Mary was pregnant with baby Jesus, Joseph and Mary had to travel to the town of Bethlehem in order to be counted in the census. When they arrived in Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary went to look for a room where they could stay. They knew that Mary was going to have the baby Jesus soon, so they tried to stay at the inn. However, because so many people had come to the town for the census, there was no room at the inn. When they realized they could not find a proper room, they eventually ended up staying in a small stable. The baby Jesus was born in the stable in Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph were very happy. When Jesus was born, Mary wrapped him in the cloth and placed him in a manger. At that time, out in the fields, there were shepherds watching over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, but this surprised them, and they were afraid. The angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring tidings of great joy for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace to his people on earth, and goodwill towards all men." When the shepherds heard this news from the angel, they knew they wanted to see the Christ child, so they headed for Bethlehem right away. In Bethlehem, in the stable, in the manger, they saw the baby Jesus. They told Mary and Joseph about all they had seen and heard, and it made them very happy. Also, at that time Jesus was born, there were three wise men. There was the Magi, who were in the east. They saw the star, and in the night they knew to be his star. They knew that
on Christmas Eve in Germany in 1605, a man by the name of Martin Luther was inspired by the overwhelming beauty of the night sky. It seemed that the heavenly stars appeared to float down and rest on the branches of a wonderful fir tree. Luther wanted to share this magic moment with his family, so he cut down the small tree and took it home. There he decorated it with lighted candles. His family rejoiced as they gathered around the first Christmas tree. Through the years, this custom has spread worldwide. The Christmas tree has become a most special holiday tradition with its festive colored lights and shining glass balls. Even a tiny tree that has few decorations will always symbolize the love the first Christmas tree did so long ago.
Done? Hold on. Okay. Are they done yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me know. I don't want them to take off real quick. Okay.
Thank you for watching our program. May God bless you.
Now, this calls, don't go away. Come here. All around me. This calls for a big group hug. Can you come in? Oh my God.
This is wonderful.
Yay. Didn't they do a wonderful job? Oh my God. Yes, they did. You guys, I loved it so much. You brought tears to my eyes at times. Yes. Yeah. All right, well, are they done? Then let's take a few moments and greet one another, unless they have something else going on.
Not me.
Okay, let's take a moment or two and greet one another, and then we'll close out with our chorus there. Good job, guys. That was wonderful. I hope people got pictures.
I've seen some pictures.
Yes.
Yes. They're good.
I feel bad that we couldn't get them, pick them up better on the mics. Especially when they were trying to say their...
We'll try to look
at it. I know.
The hardest part is transferring it from downstairs.
Yes. Because one time I started to turn it up and I started to hear just a little ring and I had to back it off a little bit on that back there to make sure they could hear it as well, but yes. As we close out this morning, please join with me on the PowerPoint as we sing, "We Worship and Adore You" this morning. We'll sing it through once this morning, and then we'll let you go today. We worship and adore You, bowing down before You. So a beautiful chorus that we sang, and we do worship and adore our Savior today. Well, let's join together for our benediction. As we leave, may God fill us with hope and peace.
We look to the one who guides us in peace.
May God fill us with peace so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.